I'm Bill Kroll, again, moderator for this series and chair of the Trialogue Committee. We're so grateful to be at the synagogue, Congregation B'nai Emunah, and here to say welcome to us is Assistant Rabbi Dan Kamen. Dan?
Thank you, Bill. Good afternoon and welcome to the synagogue. My name is Dan Kamen, and I'm one of the rabbis here at Congregation B'nai Emunah. We're delighted to open our doors as a host institution for this third session of OCCJ's Interfaith Trialogue 2014. In the world we live in today, we're blessed with many ways of communicating with one another. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, text messages, emails, and cell phones invade our lives and ask us to continually be in conversation with the world around us. However, technology has yet to approximate the power, significance, and meaning we can derive from sitting in a room together. When the sages of the Jewish tradition consider face-to-face conversations, they outline two different categories for disagreement. One category they call disagreements not for the sake of heaven. These are disagreements in which the two parties begrudgingly participate, lack respect for the other, and are eager to have a final word in the conflict. Yet there is another category of disagreement. These are called disagreements for the sake of heaven. In this case, the parties still equally disagree, yet they enter their conversations with respect, love, and appreciation for the other. When we bring such a diverse group of people together under one roof, there will undoubtedly be plenty of space for many opinions. As we engage in conversation this afternoon, I hope that we all can embody the values and attitudes that will enable our trialogue to be a trialogue for the sake of heaven. There are lots of good things happening here at the synagogue. Feel free to purchase a cookie from us from our Altamont Bakery, a pro-social enterprise employing members of Tulsa's neediest communities as commercial bakers right here in our very own kitchen. Thank you once again for being here today, and welcome.
Thank you, Dan. All right, we're so happy to welcome Jamie Cox here today. Jamie will become the new president CEO of OCCJ next month. So let's welcome Jamie Cox. All right.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you to all of you who are here today. It's a beautiful day outside, and I'm just so impressed that not everybody chickened out on us and went out to enjoy the sunshine. We had bad weather, and we're trying to figure out what the right weather is to get people here, but it's really great that you all turned out today. Thank you to Rabbi Kamen and Rabbi Fitzerman for hosting us here today, and to Betty, who's working on this, who's around here, Betty Lehman. We really appreciate the hospitality and just being able to fellowship with you guys today. We have a great topic. I have not been fortunate enough to be here the last 2 weeks. I'm still living in Houston trying to get here by the middle of March, but I had the opportunity to be up here for at least one of the trialogues, and I got to hear the other two on KWGS this morning on the internet, thanks to folks that are helping us out with that. So we want to thank them as well. But on behalf of OCCJ, thank you for being here. There are several other people I'd like to thank besides the temple. Gary Peluso-Verdand, if you've been here before, you've seen the great job that he's doing as a moderator. He has gently guided us through this process because this is a little bit of a difficult topic, and he's just been great to work with us on it. It's such a central part of OCCJ's mission. Civil discourse is something that we want to continue to be involved in, and so we're just really, really happy to have him helping us with that. We have a fabulous Trialogue Planning Committee, and I'm not going to call them by name because I would leave somebody out, and I've barely just met some of you, but would the Trialogue Committee please stand for just a minute so we can recognize you? These folks work all year on this. It's kind of a large undertaking to work through the process of coming up with the right topic and the right speakers, and then, of course, all the logistics and everything else. But they worked really hard, and we appreciate them all very much. Ira Rothman has been taping video for this as well, and we're still working through some of the kinks of getting that on our website and getting that all going, but we really, really appreciate it. It's really great because people hear about this and they think, oh, I really wish I could have gone, and they can still see it online. So that's terrific. I would be remiss if I didn't try to do a little commercial for some of our programs, and you've got some information on your tables, and then we've got some information on the table outside as well. We are getting ready to gear up for Camp Anytown for young people, grades 9 through 11. If you know any young people, it's a fabulous summer program. Both my children went through it years ago, and I still see evidence of it in their lives from time to time. I can point toward certain things that happened with them, and I know that a lot of it is because they were exposed to Camp Anytown all those years ago. And so it does, the kids who go, or I shouldn't say kids, young adults who go, they often say that it's a life-changing experience. And we have a couple of staffers that were Anytown grads, and we just treasure them because they are doing such good work for us now as professionals. We have a couple of different things coming up. I think there's something on your table about the storytelling, I hope. We have a Storytelling Festival April 25th and 26th. It's the first of its kind coming to Tulsa, and we are doing that in conjunction with Boston Avenue Methodist and some other folks, and Vicki Langston is here if you have questions about it. She's chairing that committee. She also chairs Open Tables. Vicki does all kinds of things for us and with other partners in the community. Our staff is fabulous. I cannot tell you how grateful and humbled I am to be working with these fabulous people that we have. We have Maggie Jewell, who does our development, who's in the room somewhere. If the staff would stand up, we have Sarah Rana and Moises Echeverria, who do our programs, school-based and other programs. Maggie's outside. Here she comes. Anyway, and I'm leaving out Jackie Cephas. Jackie's around. And, of course, Nancy Day, who I wouldn't be here without if I didn't just happen to call her about something I saw in the newsletter. And she told me she was going to be retiring, and I said, ooh. I want to talk to you about that. So she's been great. She's been at OCCJ for all these years. She's always been my role model, but now that I have this job, even more so. So she is just great to share all the wonderful knowledge that she's got over all these years. And we're so proud and happy to have had this great staff, and I'm so happy to continue working with them. So. I guess that's about all I've got. Just thank you for being here, and I want to give all of us a round of applause.